AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A key focus appears to be emerging: obstruction of justice in the investigation by the Justice Department of classified government documents the FBI seized at former President Donald Trump's Florida estate. A court filing shows the FBI also seized 33 boxes containing more than 100 classified records earlier this month. More from the AP's Eric Tucker.
It is clear from multiple court filings that the Justice Department believes that it has uncovered significant evidence of crimes, both in the mishandling of government documents and in the potential obstruction of the existing Justice Department investigation. It is not clear whether anyone, including former President Trump, will ever be charged.
Donald Trump insisted again today he had declassified the documents at Mar-a-Lago. Shots could be going out in a few days. The Food and Drug Administration authorized the first update to its coronavirus vaccine. Annalisa Anderson at Pfizer says they're keeping up with the times.
It also contains another component. It's still the same antigen, but it's being adapted to match that of the currently circulating BA.4/5 variants.
The hope is the vaccine can help hold off an expected winter surge. The Coast Guard Academy is disenrolling 7 cadets for failing to comply with the military's coronavirus vaccination mandate. Their request for religious exemptions were denied. New York Mayor Eric Adams says new signs will be posted proclaiming Times Square a gun-free zone starting tomorrow.
The Supreme Court's decision have opened an additional river feeding the sea of gun violence. But we're going to continue to use our laws to dam the rivers over and over again.
That Supreme Court ruling expanded gun rights. This is AP News. A historic battleship is going in for repairs.
The USS Texas is the only surviving battleship that served in both World Wars. During World War II, it took on the Nazis and the Japanese. But the ship is 110 years old now, and its greatest challenge in recent years has been a leaky, rusty hull that at times forced workers to pump about 2,000 gallons of water per minute out of the ship. To make sure it doesn't sink and visitors can continue touring it, the foundation in charge of its care is having it repaired. Towing the USS Texas from its longtime home along the Houston Ship Channel to a shipyard in Galveston. The overall repair project will cost $35 million and ultimately restore the ship to its former glory. I'm Rita Foley.
NASA will try again Saturday to launch its new moon rocket on a test flight from Florida. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.